Good afternoon, everyone. For WFIW News, I'm Len Wells with this 12:15 edition of the news. On Monday, the 17th of August, it's already 87, headed for a high today in the upper 80s, and a chance of showers and thunderstorms developing later on this afternoon and this evening, our best chance. Showers and thunderstorms likely on Wednesday as a cold front sags into the region. Looking at the National Weather Service radar, most of that precip still off to our east. So those storms have not developed in our area at this time. I'll have more on the weather after the news. Well, the slaying of a young White County couple in 2012 will be featured this week on the Discovery Channel's crime show, Nightmare Next Door. The shooting deaths of Jacob Jake Wheeler, 23, of Centerville, and his girlfriend, Jessie Evans, 17, of Norris City, will be detailed in an episode Thursday evening entitled Into the Woods. Wheeler and Evans were shot to death in August of 2012. The two had been camping along the Little Wabash River near Centerville when they encountered a neighbor, Danny K. Costin of Centerville. Following a day-long stipulated bench trial before Circuit Judge Thomas Foster in 2013, Costin was convicted of shooting both victims and sexually assaulting Jesse Evans. Costin is currently serving a 53-year prison sentence for his crimes. Judge Foster sentenced Costin to 20 years in prison for the Evans slaying, plus another 25 years for using a firearm during the commission of the crime, for a total of 45 years. He was handed another four-year sentence for the second-degree murder of Jacob Wheeler and another 4 years for the rape of Jesse Evans. The premiere episode of Into the Woods will air at 8 o'clock this Thursday evening, August 20th, on the Discovery Channel. The episode will air again at 11 o'clock Thursday night, then again on 3 p.m. Sunday, August 23rd. Danny K. Costin is currently serving his sentence at the Stateville Correctional Center near Joliet. He's not eligible for parole till January 25th, 2063, when he turns 87 years old. WFIW News Time, 12:17.
Bring the warmth of summer into your home with fresh summer-cut floral bouquets or summer silk floral arrangements. Stein's Flowers and Gifts in Carmine has several beautiful fresh summer floral bouquets to choose from, as well as a large selection of silk floral arrangements. Let Stein's Flowers help you celebrate your anniversary with a custom bouquet, along with Sweet Shop gourmet chocolates. For your home, wedding, anniversary, or just because. Make it Stein's Flowers and Gifts on 1st Street in Carmine or call 382-4624.
Do you enjoy the convenience of technology? I know I do. And now Horizon Healthcare offers a secure online patient portal. You can request medication refills, view lab reports, schedule appointments, ask billing questions, communicate with staff about your health from anywhere you have internet access. Electronic access is 100% free to all patients. All you'll need is an active email address and your personal access code from Horizon Healthcare. Stop by our business office to receive yours today. Horizon Healthcare, caring through a lifetime.
Save this month in the housewares department at Kincaid's in Fairfield. Two pairs of latex gloves, $1. 32 ounces of Murphy's Oil Soap, $3. 32 ounces of Crud Cutter, $5. 32 ounces of Fantastic, $2. And six rolls of Sparkle Paper Towels, $5. For stone, ceramic, grout, steel, copper, silver, and other unusual surfaces, you'll find a cleaning solution every day in the housewares department at Kincaid's in Fairfield.
Eddie Dean Brooks III, 19, of Fairfield, was cited Saturday for being in possession of drug paraphernalia. Mr. Brooks was a passenger in a car driven by Christopher A. Tucker, 31, of Fairfield. Brooks' car was pulled over for speeding, and inside, police say they found a suspected pot pipe belonging to Brooks. David W. Harvey, 57, of Evansville, Indiana, was arrested last week for driving on a revoked license and failure to appear in court on a disorderly conduct charge. Total bond, $375 cash. Police also noted that Lawrence County had a hold on Harvey in a pending misdemeanor case. Ray W. Derosset, 31, of Columbia, Illinois, was arrested Sunday on a charge of driving on a suspended license. Evan C. James, 58, of Maunee, reports to the Carmine City Police that somebody punctured the tire on his vehicle while it was parked at Danny's pool room in Carmine. Friday evening, two rear tires were apparently slashed. Brett K. Reeder, 29, of Carmine, was arrested Friday night on charges of drunk driving, driving suspended, possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of less than 2.5 grams of marijuana, and a Franklin County warrant for failure to appear in court. Reeder was arrested following a traffic stop at the intersection of Maple and 6th in Carmine. Ashley D. Shelton, 25, of West Frankfort, was a passenger in that car, which she owns. She was cited for permitting a driver under the influence to operate her motor vehicle. The Fairfield American Legion Post 176 hosted a banquet Sunday afternoon for the Fairfield American Legion baseball team. Coaches Colin Dunn, Landon Tennant, and Luke Harrell provided a season recap and named award winners for the season. Colton Simpson was named the offensive MVP. Brandon Clevenger was named the defensive MVP. And Devin Butler was awarded the Team Spirit Award. Fairfield Community High School will have an open house this Friday starting at 5 p.m. Parents and community members can come and tour the school. There will also be a chance to meet with a variety of the teachers and discuss various items. Fairfield Mulebackers will be serving barbecue and drinks starting at 5:30. They'll also have a variety of items for sale. Then at 6 p.m. in the gym, they'll announce the girls' tennis, boys and girls' cross country, boys and girls' golf, and volleyball teams. The volleyball team will play for about a 45-minute scrimmage. At about 7 p.m., they'll move to the football field, at which time they'll announce the cheerleaders and the football team, and then have a performance by the cheer squad as well as a football scrimmage. No admission will be charged, but you should support the Mulebackers and many of the other clubs by your attendance. Volley for the Cure t-shirt orders will also be taken Friday evening at the FCHS Open House. WFIW News Time, 12:21.
At Hubner's Furniture Company, we think it's time to axe the tax. For a limited time, shop with us and let Hubner's pay your sales tax. Plus, huge savings throughout the store, like reclining sofas for only $7.99. Recliners start at just $2.49. Or a table and four chairs for only $4.69. Many more discounts to numerous dimensions. All these very big deals even before we axe the tax. So hurry into Hubner's Furniture Company, where the deals are worth the drive. Highway 50 East Florida.
Vanity kits not only look great, they're a great buy and save you money. At Southern Illinois Lumber Company, single and double bathroom vanity kits include the top, the cabinet, and the matching mirror for one low price. Go to Silco for the latest trends in vanities like solid rustic oak, traditional Queen Anne, hardware contemporary, European, shaker, mission, and more. With slim, elegant styling for small spaces, it's easy to update and save with vanity kits from Southern Illinois Lumber Company in Fairfield and Wayne City.
Well, the sentencing of a former West Salem bank employee on embezzlement charges has been delayed again. Sentencing for Rachel J. Kaczynski had been set for August 12th in U.S. District Court at Benton. The court records indicate the judge has approved moving the sentencing date to September the 8th at 10:30 a.m. In April of this year, Kaczynski entered a guilty plea to charges she embezzled more than $300,000 from First State Bank of West Salem while she worked there. In pleading guilty, Kaczynski admitted that between November 2011 and January 9th of this year, she embezzled more than $300,000 from First State Bank. She faces up to 30 years in prison when she is sentenced on September the 8th. 48-year-old Bill R. Dobbs of Fairfield arrested Saturday evening on a charge of domestic battery. Fairfield City Police were called to 501 Spring Street in Fairfield around 6:30 Saturday evening. On a report of a disturbance upon arrival, police learned that Dobbs had allegedly struck her girlfriend in the face during an argument. That victim, 28-year-old Dixie D. Contreras, did not seek medical attention. Dobbs has been booked at the county jail, pending the filing of formal charges and setting a bond. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says farmers are expected to produce 13.7 billion bushels of corn this year. That's down about 4% from last year's record. However, if the forecast holds, should still be the third highest annual production on record in the USA. USDA monthly crop update was released this past week, stating farmers are expected to harvest 81.1 million acres of corn. Iowa, the nation's top corn producers, projected to harvest 2.43 billion bushels, up 2.8% from last year. And Nebraska's production will be increased 3.8% to 1.66 billion bushels. Illinois' corn production will fall about 15% due to heavy rains in June and July. Meanwhile, soybean production is forecast at 3.92 billion bushels, down about 1% from last year. The leading soybean grower will see a 2.5% drop, and that's the state of Illinois. Lane County corn soybean yield tours coming up next Monday, the 24th. Greg Barnard, corn grower president, notes this will be the 33rd year for the tour. It was first held in 1983 to assess yields during a drought and has continued since to help farmers and the business community in adjusting plans based on expected yields. In the history of the tour, the lowest yield came in 1983 with a 17.4 bushel soybean yield, 34 bushels for corn. Wayne County saw a record crop last year with a soybean yield of 51.1 bushels per acre on 145,500 acres of land and a corn yield of 184.8 bushels per acre on 120,500 acres of corn. Anybody interested in participating in the big tour next Monday should contact Samantha Hanna at Consolidated Grain and Barge at 895-2181. This year's tour is sponsored by the Wayne County Growers and the University of Illinois Extension. FNB Community Bank will provide lunch for team members. Governor Bruce Rauner has signed several bills affecting veterans, including a measure establishing a discount card and another offering property tax relief for those with military-related disabilities. The governor's office released a statement yesterday saying six bills had been signed in honor of Veterans Day at the state fair. One measure takes effect immediately and says the State Department of Veterans Affairs will establish and administer a veterans and military discount card program for use at participating merchants. Another, which also takes effect immediately, provides tax breaks to veterans who make accessibility upgrades to their homes like wheelchair ramps. Such changes would not increase the assessed valuation of the property for years after the improvements are made. Time now to check the price of crude oil, brought to you by Steve Thompson, your country financial representative in West Salem at the noon hour. September crude oil is down 18 cents per barrel, trading at $42.32 a barrel. We did check, crude oil prices on Friday did close up a little bit. Local refineries raised their offering a quarter barrel. Today, they're paying $35.50 for a barrel of locally produced crude oil. Time now to check the stock market numbers, brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield. At the noon hour, the Dow's up 45 points at 17,522. The NASDAQ's up 23 at 5,071. In local and area deaths, 90-year-old McLeansboro resident Ruth Esther McGill died at 11 p.m. Saturday at Hamilton Memorial Nursing and Rehabilitation Center in McLeansboro. She worked in the housekeeping department of the hospital in McLeansboro for many, many years. Survivors include three sons, Gary and wife Linda McGill of Mayfield, Kentucky, Stephen and wife Peggy McGill of Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and Richard and wife Sharon McGill of Ava, Illinois. 11 grandchildren and 20 great-grandchildren also survived. Funeral services for Ruth Esther McGill will be 11 o'clock Tuesday morning at the Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro, with the Reverend Jim Peek officiating. Visitation will be 5 till 8 tonight at the Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Burial will be in Smith Cemetery near Dale. Kenneth Earl Sally, 78, of Wayne City, died 3:50 Friday evening at Good Samaritan Regional Health Center in Mount Vernon. He was retired from the USDA Forest Service. He was also a cattle rancher, a U.S. military veteran serving in the U.S. National Guard. Survivors include his wife Linda Sally of Wayne City, a son, Earl and wife Stacy Sally of Rapid City, South Dakota, a stepson, Marty and wife Janine Rawls of Wayne City, three stepdaughters, Tina and husband Barney Ottima of Newcastle, Wyoming, Stacy Griffith and Misty Griffith, both of Illinois, 13 grandchildren, 17 great-grandchildren, two brothers, Harold and wife Jill Sally of Rapid City, South Dakota, and Cecil and wife Beverly Sally of North Platte, Nebraska, two sisters, Kathy and husband Clifford Sheline of Regan's Pass, Idaho, and Chris Rettner of Casper, Wyoming. In accordance with the family's wishes, Mr. Sally's remains will be cremated and there will be no local services. The Richardson Funeral Home of Wayne City is assisting the family with arrangements. Funeral services for Mildred Tickner, 94, Fairfield, will be 10 o'clock Wednesday morning at the Jonathan and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. Visitation will be 5 to 7 Tuesday night at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. Burial in Maple Hill Cemetery. Memorials may be made to the First Christian Church. Graveside services for Violet Rose York, 88 of Springerton, will be 11 o'clock Thursday morning at Hammock Cemetery in Springerton. Stendebach Family Funeral Home of Enfield is in charge of the arrangements. Funeral services for the Reverend Harold R. Merriweather, 75 of Carmi, have been postponed till further notice because of a family medical emergency. The Campbell Funeral Home of Carmi is in charge. If you've missed any of today's obituaries, click on our website at WFIWradio.com. Our obituary page is updated daily. And folks, you've been listening to the Fairfield Area News from the Fairfield Banking Company News Center. WFIW News Time, 12:30.
When most people shop for insurance and financial services, they're looking to buy more than just a policy. They're also shopping for a financial representative they can trust to provide service after they become a client. I will work hard before, during, and after your transaction to create a tangible plan to help you achieve financial security. From insurance to financial services, see me, Alex Atwood, your country representative in Sisney.
Find carpet types that fit your life for less at Haas Interiors. For a limited time, select grades of Mohawk carpets are on sale at Haas Interiors. Choose from Wear Dated, Smart Strand Silk, Simply Berber, and many more in all the latest colors. Plus, while supplies last, Timeless Design Wicker 8mm laminate flooring is only $1.59 a square foot, and luxury vinyl plank flooring in barnwood is on sale too at Haas Interiors, West Main Street in Fairfield.
And that is time to check the WFIW Fairfield area weather forecast. How about a 30% chance of mainly late afternoon and early evening thunderstorms? Hot, high of 88. 20% chance of showers tonight, low 69. 30% chance again Tuesday, high of 85. Showers and thunderstorms likely Wednesday, high of 81. 20% chance of rain Thursday, 78. Mostly sunny Friday and Saturday, high of 84. Got up to 89 for the high yesterday, 66 the low this morning. And at 12:31 this afternoon, under mostly sunny skies, it's 87. For news that's online, anytime you're online, go to WFIWradio.com 24/7. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Len Wells.